This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Next month, Haitian activist Sonia Pierre will receive the prestigious Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award. She's being recognized for her work protecting the rights of Haitian immigrants who live in the Dominican Republic. In particular, Pierre formed a group to help empower Haitian women and children. Reporter Michelle Garcia recently visited the Dominican Republic. She brought back this report on how Haitians are treated like second-class citizens in the Dominican Republic.
When sugar still fueled the Dominican Republic's economy, when the government still owned massive plantations in the countryside, it imported Haitian cane cutters, migrant workers from the other side of the border. They made their homes in bateas, labor camps of shacks and barracks tucked into the fields. It's in the bateas where Dimari Noel grew up and still lives, the daughter of a cane cutter. Inside a one-room church pieced together with wood and painted blue, Dimari cradles her infant daughter, Josefa, and waits out a storm, chatting with other young mothers and worrying.
I still haven't been able to get her a birth certificate because I don't have documents.
Government officials have repeatedly denied her an identification card, saying she has to submit to the immigration process. Dimari was born in the Dominican Republic, a country that confers citizenship at birth, but not to her and thousands of others, because she was the child of migrant workers, and the children of migrant workers received a special type of birth certificate. It recorded a birth, but it didn't make them citizens. Even that meager status was lost when the government abandoned its sugar industry some 10 years ago. Migrant workers began streaming into the cities searching for work. A backlash prompted the government to adopt laws and regulations to deny the Dominican-born children of Haitian workers Dominican citizenship.
Even in the hospital when you give birth, they don't give you the paper that you could use to declare your child. Because the first thing they ask is, where is your cédula, your identification card? And if you say you don't have it, they don't give you the birth certificate.
For now, this robust, sturdy, and outspoken woman is stuck in the bate. An illegal immigrant in the country of her birth without proof of citizenship, Dimari and little Josefa are vulnerable to deportation. In the last decade, human rights groups have documented the expulsions of tens of thousands of Haitians and ethnic Haitians plucked from the roadside, from their homes, and dumped in Haiti.
There are so many times you go to the capital and you go in fear, because you don't have a document that says you're from such and such a place and you're Dominican. And when immigration grabs you and sends you to Haiti, you don't have anyone there. And what's going to happen?
They are the byproduct of a two-tiered system wrought by a guest worker program, says Roxana Altos, a clinical professor at the University of California at Berkeley and human rights attorney representing ethnic Haitians.
What the Dominican Republic has done is created a permanent underclass, a category of individuals that, in the eyes of the law, don't exist, that have no right to own property, have no right to education, to health, have no right to vote. And they're individuals that are caught in a legal limbo and condemned to poverty.
Franklin Almeida, Secretary of the Interior and Police, says the workers were invited to fill jobs, but that doesn't mean they or their children are meant to become members of society, to become Dominicans.
If undocumented parents have a child, that child is a U.S. citizen. The parents can be deported, which is the big conflict for families in the United States. In our case, on the other hand, if the parents are undocumented, the child that is born, unless they apply for citizenship, is also undocumented. It's lamentable, but it's that way.
Attitudes towards ethnic Haitians are strongly infused with threads of racism and anti-Haitian sentiment. A Dominican official told Human Rights Watch that illegal immigrants are made obvious by their blacker, rougher skin. Hostilities are deeply embedded on the island of Hispaniola. Reminders of the 19th century Haitian conquest of the Dominican Republic are common, and Dominican politicos rely on anti-Haitian sentiment and nationalism to up their popularity. Take, for example, Marino Vinicio Castillo, president of the Fuerza Nacional Progresista, the Nationalist Party. He calls their customs and cultures incompatible.
Los mismos procesos de formación de las naciones fueron diferentes.
The ways the countries developed were different. We have distinctive languages, and in our religion, ours is stable and defined. We are mostly Christian. We don't have the customs of that population that mixes religious beliefs with voodoo.
But last year, ethnic Haitians came a little closer to entering the Dominican mainstream. The Inter-American Court on Human Rights ruled in favor of two girls, ethnic Haitians, who were denied birth certificates and an education beyond grade school. The court ordered the government to issue the girls birth certificates, granting them full rights as citizens, along with an apology, and to revamp their policy for issuing birth certificates and national ID cards so as to bring an end to discrimination to Haitian Dominicans. But the ruling is largely symbolic and unenforceable. Still, Secretary Almeida says Dominican officials are working on proposals to comply with the government's ruling without compromising their right to decide who becomes a citizen.
No importa que quien sea al nacer aquí.
It doesn't matter who was born here. If they are born to a Dominican or someone who is undocumented, we have to register the birth, but not the nationality, which is another thing. To give them the nationality, that is a matter of state sovereignty, but a registration is a human right, but that is under consideration right now.
Another solution may include a type of amnesty, Almeida says. The Dominican Republic may offer people who have lived in the country for 10 years a legal status. Back at the blue clapboard church, a heavy rain falls on the tin roof, startling the babies. Dimari and the other mothers are resigned to waiting. Her father, Wilson Noel, came from Haiti to work in the fields 35 years ago and later established the church. A slight man with a round face, he says the church is the only place where their voices are heard.
Si usted no tiene su documento, tampoco no puede salir lejos. Es por eso que yo, nosotros, oramos mucho al Señor aquí.
If you don't have your documents, you can't go far, he says. That's why we pray to God here, asking him to send someone to help us, because we don't have power, because we can't leave.
No tenemos fuerza porque nosotros no podemos salir.
For NPR News, I'm Michelle Garcia.